If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Out various parts of South Africa. The roads are busy. If you looked at some of the videos on social media this evening or this afternoon, specifically on the N1 to Limpopo, it was jam-packed and literally at a standstill. So I'm hoping for many of you that you are able to leave at a more comfortable time, but most importantly, safety. Safety is of the utmost importance. But also consider this. Not only are the people that you travel with important, but the vehicle itself. Think about the tires. Think about the car. You want to make sure that it is safe as you journey on your road to the various destinations that you go to. And maybe you, like me, and might be staying around over this weekend, you do want to make sure as well that your home is also safe in itself. So the considerations that we're going to share with either those who are traveling or those who are staying closer to home to bear in mind when it comes to still taking care of your valuable items, despite the fact that this weekend is really about making sure that we rest sufficiently. To tell us more, we're joined by a spokesperson of My Way Insurance, Siyake Masia, who joins us now in studio. Such a pleasure to have you with us, sir.
Thank you so much, Gugu. It's a pleasure to be here.
Fantastic. I'm excited to have you. I must say, I thought you'd probably be outside in a coastal city, but we really are grateful that you're here this evening.
No, I'll grab any opportunity to share those tips that I have for you.
Fantastic. So you and I are still in Joburg, like many of our peers and colleagues who might be listening. We assume that many of our listeners as well might be on the road right now and planning their trip ahead of the weekend. And typically we tend to relax because we want time off. But this is not a time for us to be lackluster in our approach to insurance, right? Our valuables still need to be protected. Mm. Talk us through what we need to keep top of mind.
Indeed. Before I should actually share these tips, I'd like to just maybe give a bit of context when it comes to insurance, why we, as My Way or insurers, like to actually emphasize on these tips. If you've got property, you want to always keep it safe.
Yes. And
I mean, yes, you've taken insurance and if a loss occurs, you will claim. But I think it's in your interest that you keep your property for example, your profile. So if you frequently are losing stuff, your profile is affected, and that's how your premium actually goes up. Mm. So that helps you. But just generally, you just want to keep your property safe.
Mm.
So on top of my list, let's say before you leave,
yes,
for example, because a lot of people are leaving, like you said, and we've had a lot of water cuts and, you know, rationing and stuff. So sometimes people leave their taps open, for example.
Mm.
And if you leave your stoppers in your tap and your sink, there's potential for flooding when you're away. So when the water resumes, you can actually be exposed to that. Switch off your appliances, for example, because, you can be exposed to power surge and things like that. So that's before you leave.
I'm so glad you mentioned this, right? Because typically when one does leave, you want to lock everything up, close it up.
Mm.
I remember there used to be this theory and concept that house breakings would happen through gases that would go through the drainage pipes. And that's why people would put stoppers in their bathtubs.
Mm.
But this is also important because even when you think about load shedding, sometimes South Africans just have the main switch, turned to the inverter or the generator. And these are concepts that I think are quite critical for us to be mindful of, right?
Indeed. With the advent of load shedding, for example, we've seen a very high rise in power surge, for example. And that's not to say that power surge only occurs when there's load shedding,
yes,
but the frequency has actually become more. So if you can just switch off your non-essential utensils like your geyser,
mm-hmm,
nobody's going to be using the geyser, no one's going to be using those appliances. Take them off from the plug. That mitigates a loss. And that, like I said, would affect your profile as well.
Mm.
And lock up. If you've got, for example, if you've got an alarm, arm that alarm. That's a deterrent for would-be criminals, for example.
Mm.
And so that just at least helps what you've left at home. Yeah.
What you're highlighting is so important, and I know I might be fast-tracking the conversation, because what you fail to do at the beginning to ensure that you heighten security and safety at your property will then play an influence at the claim stage.
Mm.
Because if I leave my home for a whole weekend knowing that I have an alarm, I've declared and disclosed that I have an alarm to my insurance, but I fail to activate it, by the time I have to claim, that's where the discrepancies would come on board, right?
Yes,
so this conversation is really important for us to fully understand how it impacts, I guess,
indeed,
the value chain.
Because, you know, when you take up a policy, for example, you alert your insurer that I've got an alarm, and that shows that you've mitigated a loss,
yes,
and that affects your premium, so they will charge you less. But when they find that you've got alarm but you're not using it, that negatively will affect some insurances. This is a condition of cover. So like you say, if we fast forward to the time when you claim, this will actually then negatively affect you.
100%. Yeah. So we've taken care of our home. Now we're on the road. We are on the N4, the N3, N1, wherever we're headed to.
Yes.
And I can imagine that there are a number of factors to bear in mind there. But even when it comes to the basics of trying to go to the location that you want to access, many of us use navigation devices and tools. And even there, I'm told we also need to be mindful of how we select our routes.
Yeah. We've got, you know, GPS, and we need to use the technology. It makes it much easier when you use GPS. Even if you know the route, it helps when you've got GPS, because you get alerted of whether there's a traffic jam, whether there's an accident. So, you know, to avoid all these things, use your GPS. I know the most popular is maybe Google Maps. There's various ones available. There's Waze, and it's quite accurate. It can even tell you that in the next 200 meters there's a pothole.
Yes.
And that again goes back to what I said at the beginning, that you're trying to mitigate any loss.
Yes.
So now when you know that there's a pothole here, you're able to avoid it. You're avoiding any loss. I also would suggest that before you actually embark on whatever journey it is, get your car checked. I know it sounds cliche because we always speak about it, but getting simply just checking your tires, for example, can actually avoid an accident. Checking whether they're roadworthy, taking regular breaks. We find that a lot of claims, fatigue actually plays a huge part.
Really?
Yeah, it does, because, you know, and I know especially men would say, I easily can drive to Cape Town. I didn't even, you know, didn't stop.
Jeez.
Yeah, but that's dangerous.
Safety before ego.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think take regular breaks. If you've got other drivers, let's swap. We arrive alive. And that in itself also mitigates a loss. Also, don't drink and drive. And that I'm going to repeat so many times through this thing. I feel like this is a conversation that we don't really have on a one-on-one. Yes, we've got the billboards and everything, but I think we need to just speak to our loved ones and say, it's not a good idea to drink and drive, because in this period, we do have a lot of claims during this time, and alcohol does play a part.
Really?
Yeah, so we always see a spike in, you know, in the festive season, you mean December, and in this Easter period, and you'll find that it's fatigue, it's driving under the influence that also influences these accidents.
My goodness, yeah, this is so important for us to know, because I think these things, as you say, socially do happen within our various circles and we tend to ignore it. But if it's going to come at a cost of having contributed so diligently to insurance and then, you know, not getting paid out adequately, this is something that we do need to take very seriously as consumers.
Yeah.
So really a very important aspect. And I think this is further highlighted when one does get to the holiday destination.
Indeed.
Because typically we get more relaxed.
Yes.
We're nonchalant. So even when it comes to handing over keys to friends, family, loved ones, just quickly go to that corner store. Just quickly go get this for the bride. We tend to become very relaxed. But help us understand how those are also aspects we need to be mindful of.
Yeah, I mean, like you've already pointed out, once you get to the destination, you are out, you want to just let down and you want to enjoy. You're going to have a bride, you're going to drink. And but the truth of the matter is that's when you let down your guard, that's when the losses occur. For example, that not everyone is there to just enjoy. There are people that find it opportune for you to actually to steal, for example, from you.
Car jamming, one of them, right?
Car jamming is actually one thing. You know, obviously you've gotten to your destination and you're very relaxed. You don't check your car, but I'd suggest that every time you lock up your car, don't just hit the button. Check your handle. Mm-hmm. Check that it's actually locked, because there are people that are waiting there to actually pounce on that.
Mm-hmm.
And also when you get to these destinations, you go to a, let's say, a hotel or, you know, a B&B, that's the time maybe you go to the beach, you're taking off your jewelry and stuff. When you're not wearing it, please put it in a safe place. Most of these places have a safe. Rather put your if you know you're going to go out and swim, then just put away your jewelry, because that's when these things actually get stolen as well.
Definitely. I'm so glad you mentioned that, because it really does speak to a heightened level of responsibility. On this note, Sia, as well, what we also know is that when it comes to insurance, especially institutions like MyWay as well and your peers, disclosure is of the utmost importance. Indeed. If anything changes.
Yes.
And I'm also hoping that you'll elaborate what is anything, because it can be very broad. You know, are there ways that we can quickly communicate with, you know, with MyWay as an institution? I know you do have some solutions to quickly have your clients give you a call, make some changes to the app, or even look for alternative solutions if they do want to have a drink or two. You do have My Drive, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yes, we call it WeDrive.
WeDrive.
Yeah. So it's the pun is really intended there. We're basically saying that if you know that you're going to have a bra, you're going to drink. You can actually contact MyWay, and we will organize a driver for you who will basically come and take your vehicle, take you to your destination. You don't have to be driving while you're under the influence. We do understand that at this time you do want to actually just enjoy yourself, but that in itself is also trying to mitigate. That's why we always emphasize on trying to mitigate loss that is inevitable. It's inevitable when you are intoxicated, your faculties are not at the same level than when you're sober. So that's why we actually do that. And also, if you find yourself in a situation where you're in an unfamiliar area and you feel unsafe, I mean, we've seen a lot of women being attacked and so forth. We've got a product for you. It's called MyGuard. MyGuard basically is when you find yourself in a situation and you think you're in danger, you simply hit the button and we'll send your very own bouncer to come and protect you and make you safe. It's a very cheap product. It's about 59 rand a month. Mm-hmm. And you can have three family members. With WeDrive, you've got six free WeDrive calls that you can have. So we also will try and mitigate and try and help our clients as much as possible.
We need that, my God, when they try to ask for our numbers at the traffic lights as well.
I think we should extend those the protection
I'm
as
teasing,
well.
I'm teasing,
Patsia. Yeah.
Such a pleasure speaking to you, and really, thank really you. Appreciate it. And most importantly, for educating us and reminding us that, yes, it's a long weekend. Yes, we want to relax, but there are roles and responsibilities to mitigate the risk of loss that we should be mindful of. So really appreciate it. And if you're traveling as well, safe travels to you and a wonderful weekend with your family.
I will. I'll enjoy. I'm just going to be here.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much to our guest this evening, Siyake Masia, who is the spokesperson at MyWay Insurance.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.